Pragaru, Google censors us because we're effective. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 6, 2019. Pragaru Chief Marketing Officer Craig Strizzeri spoke to Breitbart News on Friday, where he talked about Pragaru's struggles with big tech censorship and the indoctrination by the left on college campuses, which has weakened young people's belief in free speech. Strizzeri joined host Alex Marlowe in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. Pragaru Chief Marketing Officer Craig Strizzeri described the organization's trouble with the Google-owned YouTube video platform to Marlowe. "We have a 10-part series on the Ten Commandments," said Strizzeri, "and five of those videos are placed in restricted mode, which primarily affects young people. Millions of young users use restricted mode to filter out pornography of violence. And YouTube is lumping in five of the Ten Commandments. This is what Google and YouTube don't want young people to hear. Very mainstream, Judeo-Christian values. It's really scary," added Strizzeri. "We know the reason they're restricting it from us. It's because of our reach. We reach millions of people. We're very effective. Listen below." Strizzeri noted that Google's argument is insisting that Pragaru is a YouTube success story, suggesting that the conservative organization is not being hindered, given that it already reaching plenty of people. "This is their new talking point," said Strizzeri. "They keep chatting, Pragaru reaches millions of people. We only restrict a certain portion of their videos, which only affect a certain portion of our users. But what they always fail to mention is how they have 1.8 billion users, and 1.5% of them use restricted mode. That's 27 million people who cannot access 200 Pragaru videos. That's not an insignificant number as they pretend to claim," added Strizzeri. "And they continued to lie and say that our videos break their very vague community guidelines, when everyone who has an ounce of intellectual honesty knows that it's because we're conservative, and because we're effective." He also talked about his frustration with there being no viable alternative to YouTube, and how that reality effectively forces Pragaru to use the platform if they want to reach new people and change minds, which is the organization's primary goal. "YouTube is where everybody is. We don't want to be in an echo chamber. One of our big things at Pragaru is we want to change minds. We want to influence people who may or may not agree. And it's a sad reality in America that you go from kindergarten to college, and you've never even heard a conservative point of view." Strizzeri also spoke about some of the other videos produced by Pragaru, which seek to delve into the general consensus among students on college campuses through man-on-the-street interviews. "We actually have Will Witt, a personality for us who does these man-on-the-street interviews," said Strizzeri, "and he did do one on online censorship, hate speech in particular, and responses are, unfortunately, very troubling and sad. A whole generation of young people have been indoctrinated in school to think that any point of view that they disagree with, or that makes them uncomfortable, or that might offend them in any possible way, is considered hate speech, and that hate speech should be banned," added the chief marketing officer. "We've created a generation of snowflakes, as everyone likes to call them, but it's actually a really troubling sign that they do want speech to be censored to a certain point," he said. Nonetheless, Strizzeri did say that Pragaru has found success in reaching young people and changing minds, including on the issue of free speech. "We do target young people with the goal of introducing them to conservative ideas, and we've done some surveys, showing up to 70% of our viewers have changed their mind on an issue after watching a Pragaru video," said Strizzeri. "So, there are some signs for optimism, but we have to keep fighting. Unfortunately, the left dominates the digital landscape," he added. "We had an uphill battle with big tech censorship, so we've done a lot of good work, but we're not going to be complacent. We have a long way to go. The left is a big powerful machine." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.